shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Tim Two-Time in the Hat. What up, everybody?
Oh, wow.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Never mind. Oh, shit. What's up? So, I had a brain fart, yeah. 10 seconds there.
Biden holds a town hall. And but it resembled more of a weekend at Bernie's episode than anything else.
But did he?
Inspires no one.
Dude, somebody had a hand up the guy's ass and he was talking. Jesus.
Exactly. Bill Clinton will be joining Kamala Harris at a conference for, get this, empowering women. I'm not kidding. No.
Okay.
The jury is still out though on whether or not he plans to wear the famous stained blue dress. Or in the red
shoe. Oh, wow.
You almost tried to kill me over here. Eating my fucking breakfast and you almost killed me.
Next, assault on the First, Second, and Third Amendments. The left is coming for your guns, folks. And in the infamous words of Charlton Heston, from my cold, dead hands.
Bah, bah.
To the three-letter agencies who have started listening to our show to find extremist or white supremacist content. Exactly. Welcome. We're aware you're listening. So sit back, relax, and prepare to learn about a beautiful thing called the Constitution. All right, folks, all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
If you're outside my house, please don't kick it in. My dog will bite you.
The
Salty Show.
.com. Wow. Yeah, I think that's going to be a new thing for Dan. .com.
And there's going to be times where I just don't say it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Salty Show. Wow, a lot to unpack this week. So let's first start talking about the Second Amendment. And I mentioned a few amendments that are under attack, and we're going to cover those. But first, let's start with the Second Amendment. Now, a question that I have for you guys. Why do mass shootings happen, coincidentally, every time liberals want to present new legislation to suppress or, the Second Amendment?
Are you saying one may cause the other?
I mean, look, what we had that the spa shooting in Atlanta, right there with the whole thing that started the, Stop Asian Hate. And now we had this week in Boulder, Colorado, where a man walks into a grocery store and kills 10 people, including an 11-year veteran officer. And now the media did what they usually do. They go in a frenzy, hoping to capitalize on yet another, race baiting story to incite the masses. And we're going to cover this, but again, legislation making its way through the courts to come after your guns, folks. And so turns out that the Colorado shooter from early last week was a Muslim that hated Trump.
What?
And white people.
And white people. And the story died.
No. Only hateful white people own guns, Nelson. You need to get your facts straight here. What are you? Yeah. You kidding me? That's fake news, man.
Dude, I'm at a point where, when I see Babylon Bee stories, I think, oh, this is, this has got to be real, because we've blurred the line on what is satire and what is reality, dude, because life is imitating comedy at this point. So CNN, yeah, they came out reporting, that this, he was essentially white because, they didn't like the idea that he wasn't, your typical white guy, that he had a Muslim name. What was his name? Ahmad Alawi Alicia, or I don't know what it is, but it basically a Muslim name. Yeah.
So what's interesting about that, the minute it happened, every BlueAnon, which is the new it's the QAnon on the Democrat side, it's all the media, basically the BlueAnon. It's the blue check marks.
Never heard that one before.
Oh yeah, they actually got it on Urban Dictionary, and Urban Dictionary removed it because it got so popular in like less than 24 hours.
Right? Yeah.
But anyway, as soon as it happened, they saw the picture of the guy. Oh, see, white supremacy. And then the net within a couple hours, the headlines went from white supremacy to now they're talking about, like, you know, everybody getting vaccines and shit because it turned out the guy was Muslim. So the headlines really changed. They couldn't even run with stories because they were ready. And then when the naked, oh, it doesn't fit the narrative. Fit the narrative.
Wow.
And we're going to get into this, but this is what I don't get. Nobody apparently sees this because they all came out after and said, well, now's not the time to harp on the guy's name or anything like that. This is a tragedy. We need to, you know, be with the victims right now and have compassion and not talk about the shooter and his background. I'm going, wait a minute.
That's
time
just
out.
Sickening.
But nobody sees this. And this is why we have to do this show, right? And get passionate about it because, we can't go to Congress and make bills and shit like that. But we can talk about this because a lot of people don't realize this. They don't realize, like, oh, it happened. Oh, we have to get rid of guns. And then you find out, we can't even talk about that because, you know, we can't piss off the.
Did they figure out what kind of gun he used? Or do they know what? Obviously, they could figure it out. But
I think it was an AR.
He went into a grocery store with an AR.
Don't know. I don't know the details.
So listen to this one.
Hold on. If they don't tell you in the story, it wasn't an AR. Because if it was an AR,
it would have been
on the front page.
Let
me tell you. Listen to this. You know he passed the background check.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So these laws that they're trying to pass, and we're going to get to that. You know, but one thing that I didn't want to mention to you guys, which is the whole race thing. You know, at first this came out, it blew up, and everybody's like, "Oh, see another race related incident." And when they find out he was Muslim, there's a new term out there.
So how do they determine that somebody who goes into, or I shouldn't say this, how do they determine that a shooting inside of a grocery store is race related?
Because when the guy came out, he was white and the cops had him in handcuffs. So they, you know how.
But I'm assuming that there's
a
variety of people inside the grocery store that he's shooting at. So there's probably some Asians, there's probably some Hispanics, there's probably some blacks, there's probably some whites. How do they.
Because it's the media.
Just decide that all of a sudden this is a race-based attack.
Because the media. Yeah. The media controls the narrative.
That's not all right.
Right. When 98% of the media is all on the same agenda, they can say whatever they want and make you believe it.
Right, but that's not right. Am I wrong on that?
You're absolutely right.
You're trying to instill logic and what's right and what's wrong.
So, okay.
You got to throw that shit out the window.
How do we fix that? How do we stop?
By doing exactly this. Look, one thing that, you know, you got to mock them. One thing that I saw on TikTok, and this is, again, the left can't meme, folks. The left can't. The left is devoid of humor. They've killed humor. And along with that, they're killing the truth. Like you're saying, Jeremy, you know, they can't just make this a race issue when there's no reason to think this. However, it was. They tried to say, another white supremacist out there shooting people, you know. But remember this, folks, because, again, they called, he's basically white because he looked white, you know. Just remember, and I saw this on TikTok, great point. Just a week before this happened, they were upset that Jesus was being portrayed as a white guy and not a Middle Eastern. So what is it, folks? I'm serious. This was happening.
Who was complaining about Jesus being portrayed as white?
The Blue Anons.
Yeah, everybody who's this happens in cycles. It's gonna come over and over again. You need to start having pictures of Jesus as if you were white. We need to go back to what it was Middle Eastern. Yeah, so they equate Middle Eastern
Saul. Yeah, I have a question for you. You've been to Jerusalem, right?
Yeah,
this is where the majority of the stories of the Bible occur. Are there a lot of white people roaming around Jerusalem? I'm asking. I haven't been there, so I can't say. But
Middle Eastern.
But again, this guy, he looked like a white guy, like Tim says. People assumed he was, and it turns out he's a Muslim from the Middle East. But they just a week ago they were complaining that you know, not all Middle Easterns are white. So what is it? Are there white Middle Easterns or not? You know, and okay. So I just brought it up to make that point. And I think the TikTok video that I saw made a great point. Right. And so there was also another, and how do we combat this was your question, Jeremy. You know how we combat with truth? We got to speak the truth. Always speak the truth. And, you know, for us, we do the show. Sure. Great. And we can be honest about this. But a lot of people out there, you know, will try to avoid politics and they'll be like, you know what? I'm just not going to get involved. Both sides are the same. But so this is how we do it. Now, I want to show you this picture because again, this is another week of the media trying to race bait the public. And he posted this this video. Let me see. Do you guys see? Oh, wait, you guys don't see my screen.
This
picture. Yeah, go ahead.
So real quick, before we get into this, here's another little fun fact about the shooter. He goes into a gun shop on a Saturday, gets a gun, passed a background check. That he's been on the FBI's watch list for a while now. And somehow he passes the background check to buy a gun, then goes shoot people. So once again, the three-letter agency that's probably listening to the show right now, they failed to do their job because they're worried about us talking about the truth or our opinion of what we feel is the truth.
I have a question on that, I guess. The watch list, does that prevent you from doing anything, or is that just a...
But if you're on the watch list and you see the guy get a gun, why?
You're not supposed to. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. I agree. Yeah, like, why are you authorizing?
You don't get approved. If you're on the watch list, you shouldn't be approved for... Well, you should pass the background check because it should flag and be like, no. Right. Or if you let it happen, right, that's you
what
surveil them.
What is the level of the quote-unquote watch list, right? Is it something that if this person, who, let's say, you know,
we're
Joe
about
Blow,
to find out.
Joe Blow's on the watch list.
I bet if Joe Blow was white as white can be, his whiteness would have prevented him from getting the damn gun.
I'm really curious. How does this work? But this is what came out.
Anyway, so let me finish my thought here. If Joe Blow is on the watch list, he goes into a gun store. They all do FBI background checks. Everyone I've ever bought, they always call the FBI, gave him my information. The FBI says, yeah, he's fine. Sell him his gun. If Joe Blow's on that watch list, they call the FBI. The FBI sees it should trigger in their system saying this guy's on the watch list. Apparently,
that's supposed to
okay.
Stop it.
Is it supposed to?
It's the idea behind it, or that we have been told as citizens, is that that will stop somebody from getting.
But I guess the point is, if it's just a watch list, then that should trigger the FBI saying, okay, Joe Blow just bought a gun. Maybe we need to send somebody out to ask him
a
question.
You said the keyword should. So
okay. I don't know what the process is.
I don't know it either, but the fact that that's alarming, because that means it's another failure from that organization, because they're worried about grandma and grandpa.
I don't know why you think it's a failure. I don't know why you think it's a failure. It was done by design. The guy came up on the watch list. They looked at his name. They looked at his identity. They looked at who he was and said, yep, this one's going to hit our radar, and we're going to be able to make more points about why we need more gun control.
Yep. Well, look, that's one of the reasons why I'm not too big of a fan of background checks. I think... A case can be made. Look, I get what you're saying, but I think a net good, net bad. I think it's a net bad because, you know, it's only going to lead to a national registry of gun owners. And I don't like that. I don't like the government knowing this type of shit now. And look, it's not there yet, but this is where it's headed. It's that first step in that direction. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Look, the Colorado shooter, again, passed the whole freaking background check. Now, I wanted to show you this picture here because, again, we are being fed lies by the media. This is their agenda. They want to create division between the races. And so here I have, you know, because they say white supremacists are the ones that are doing the mass shooting. And I'm showing you guys a list of the last, in 2019, all the mass shooters. So four or more people were shot.
I don't see very many of them.
There's about 100 pictures we're looking at right here.
And if we were to look at, compare that to the population, the demographics of the population, you know, there is a race that's represented here far more than another, and yet they make up a far lesser number when it comes to the overall population. So that's something that, you know, we need to be honest about, but the media is never going to tell you that because, again, there's a narrative. So then this is, again, things are happening. This week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled that there is no right to carry, either openly or concealed in public. This ruling impacts right to carry laws in Alaska, Hawaii, California. Arizona is one of them, guys. There's a lot of them. Now, here's what we always say. You want to see an issue that will cause the next civil war is when government tries to confiscate guns. And this case is going to go to the Supreme Court, right? Because the Ninth Circuit just ruled. And unfortunately, the way that the Supreme Court has been going lately, I fear that there's enough cowards in there that are going to side with the Ninth Circuit. And on top of that, there's another thing. Well, we'll see. I don't know. But then on top of that, there's another thing, which, again, the Fourth Amendment addresses this, folks. Biden wants to be able to search and seize guns without warrants. This just broke this week. I'm not making this shit up. Let me show you this. Oh, not that. Hold on.
Well, so I get it. It's kind of sticking on this no warrant to come in and take your guns.
Yeah.
If for some reason they pass a law saying that they can do that, do they need a warrant to come in?
No, they can literally just kick in your door.
Right. So I guess what I'm saying or what I'm asking is, if they can do it without a warrant, or even if they have to have a warrant, right? They have plenty of judges in their pockets. All you got to do is say, we think this guy has a gun. Okay, here's your warrant, right? They're not going to be.
You got to show it, but you also, you got to show evidence. You got to have clear evidence to go to, for somebody like you guys, yeah, right? That have an arsenal. I mean, no, they don't. They lost it in the, in the flood of 99. But if you're a gun collector or you have a good amount of guns, you go to work every day. You pay your taxes. You are not on any. You're not a threat to nobody. But now they see your gun sales and like, oh, shit, German got a lot of guns. They can just go to your house now and just be like, oh, they're all illegal.
They're all legal or
illegal? Well, like they can come up with a whatever story. And that's what's dangerous. So real quick. So this is my problem with this. We heard all for the last 4 years that we had a fascist and a tyrant in the White House. When they say shit like this, this is the true definition
of tyrants.
Of tyrants, fascism, big government, you know, everything that we get into wars over, they're doing it here. And people are like, yeah.
Exactly.
I am not.
Stop
am not
the people that. From shooting. But well, they're misinformed.
Look, exactly. Because the Fourth Amendment, again, because this is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, because it is clear on search and seizures, right? It prohibits against unreasonable searches, and the government needs a warrant. That's the Fourth Amendment, folks. This is basic civics. But people,
I guess it's, to my point is, if you need a warrant, right, that's fine. That's a piece of paper from a judge. The problem is if the judge has the exact same mindset as the people in charge, it doesn't matter. That's just a piece of, you know, a what they call it.
You still have to show evidence,
exactly.
Because
well, not necessarily.
Yes, you do. No,
well,
you have
on.
To go to the
not
judge and
if
show.
The judge believes the same thing that the people that are enforcing the law believe.
But you would see it all the time then. You still have to.
That's the problem.
No, because if a lawyer gets a hold of that and they realize that what you did was completely bullshit, the lawsuits and everything, it's not worth the headache. But when you take away the right to have to get a warrant and these motherfuckers can just go in, we spent all 2020 saying defund the police, that they're out of control. You're basically just giving them the right to kick in your fucking door now? Hey, let me tell you something. Wait, this ain't going to end well for a lot of people.
I'm
saying.
I understand what you're saying, Jeremy, that, you know, if you have a judge who is basically a leftist, then there's no point in having this. And you're right. I see. And that's why our society depends on people who are going to be morally grounded and have jurisprudence and follow the law. You see what I'm saying? Like, I get what you're saying, But there's a lot that has to happen in our society for us to be able to get to a place where, you know, we can put judges there who, you know, will follow the law. And I think we are feeling the impacts of decades of liberal leftist ideology being, you know, shoved down the throats of generations of kids. Now, I did want to say this. If these government officials think that they can, you know, confiscate guns and people are just going to sit idly by and let it happen, they're sadly mistaken. We all know this. You know, this little supposed insurrection at the Capitol, the one that was incited by Antifa insurgents, won't compare. You will start a war that you are ill-prepared to fight. Three-letter agencies listening to us. The Constitution is clear that this right shall not be infringed. Conspiring to infringe on the Second Amendment is a violation of the supreme law of our country, the Constitution. I hope you've heard about it. Americans will not stand for this. Biden and Pelosi and all those eager to violate the Constitution rights. We won't. The Second Amendment is there for a reason. We've talked about this over and over. It's not just for hunting or for defending myself against hoodlums. It's there so that the people have the ability to overthrow their government if it becomes tyrannical. Thank God for that. You think they put that there just so that we'd go target practice on the weekends? No, you're mistaken. It is there to put a check on the government. It is there so that the Pelosi's and the Bidens of the world fear the people. Should they get too power hungry? And if they did try, then the people have the ability to use those weapons. This is a reality that everyone understood until today. And it's because you have a news media that peddles misinformation, and academia, like I said earlier, has been, you know, producing generations of imbeciles, ignorant of their own rights for decades. So the difference is we, us here in the show, we know our rights, and we have to speak this truth because slowly they'll chip away at our liberties, and eventually we need to make a stand.
Yeah, they have been.
Yeah.
So what's kind of interesting as we talk about liberties and mass shootings and gun bills and all this, you know, there was another mass shooting in Virginia Beach that happened Friday night that quickly, like, the story popped. And then it quickly went away.
Okay.
Eight shot, two dead, three suspects.
Wow.
Why was the Atlanta shooting the only one that circulated for a week?
Because of the race.
The other two, you don't hear a peep out of. The Virginia Beach one, zero coverage. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mass shooting. At night, in a busy area in Virginia Beach, mass shooting. You don't hear about it. Okay? Why? It doesn't fit a narrative. Because now, if you put it out there, people go, whoa, wait a minute. You want to take, like...
What are the details?
No, because it goes against the narrative that only...
What is the details, though?
I mean, they arrested three suspects that would fucking...
No, but why would they not have put it on the news?
I don't know. I just... Again, I'm disappointed in the media because it's narrative. It's narrative.
We can take narrative. I'm going to take a wild guess that it was probably most likely a minority committing a crime against whites or a minority committing a crime against other minorities. If it's not a white committing a crime against minorities, it's not newsworthy. This is or national newsworthy. And this is why we look, like Tim said, this happened, but it wasn't news. Why? Why? And because there's a movement. There is coordination, you know, between these three-letter agencies, you know, that want to intimidate any conservative who speaks out against these violations that have been going on, you know, for years. And they're trying to censor people because they're trying to scare them. And they're saying you're spreading misinformation. I promise you guys, this is around the corner. But this is what I think if, you know, people who are listening, you know, you don't get to decide what is misinformation, you know, because that's what they try to say. Oh, we're going to stop this because it's misinformation. You don't get to decide that. It's already been decided in the First Amendment. It is the Constitution was written, in my opinion, precisely for people like this, people who want to quell, who want to suppress our, you know, liberties. And Biden, you know, we talked about this when we're going to talk about what his weekend at Bernie's. He's breaking every single promise that he made in his campaign trail. Let me show you first. Well, this
are
video.
You surprised?
No, but let me.
Are you
let me
surprised?
Show you. It was 2 months, dude. Go ahead.
First of all, he didn't break nothing. First of all, he didn't break none. What he said was a lip service. That's why Trump,
are you saying
in those
pandered?
Debates, even said, and he always and he called it. He goes, "Go read the manifesto. It tells you everything that he's going to do."
Yeah.
And no shit, everything that he said he was going to do in that manifesto, he's trying to get it done in less than 90 days. So y'all got duped because you were told Orange Man bad and you didn't read. If you ask 95% of Biden voters, did you read his 130 pay, whatever it was, you know, plan? Most of them will say no. And you go, why did you vote for him? Because I didn't like Trump. That was they banked on it. Mm-hmm. They banked on Biden, Democrat Congress, Democrat House, Democrat Senate. They were banking on Orange Man bad. That's it. And somehow, whether through legitimacy or conspiracy, they got it. They got it.
Oh, they stole it.
Well, whatever.
It's illegitimate. You know, yeah.
That's why I say conspiracy. This is the plan. And Orange Man bad was warning everybody, this is what they're going to do. And they were like, no, you're a liar. He would never do that because he's a good guy. He's been in government 47 years and he wants to keep America great and build back better and everything else. Why has the guy got the same strategy as every other fucking country, build back better? You know what I mean? Like, come on, get the fuck out of here. When you say make America great, you just keep America the top.
Going back to the Second Amendment, because that was one of the first, this is one of the first things that he's breaking, folks. Here he is. I'm replaying this so that we remember what Biden said. Okay, here he is telling someone that they're full of shit when he gets challenged on the Second Amendment, on his Second Amendment stance. So let's watch this video first. We need to remember.
They have been working countless hours under the Trump administration. I'd like you to explain how you plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote when there is a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts. And you are actively trying to diminish your Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
All right. Thank
now, shush.
Shush. Women empowerment. Shush. Shush.
Yeah, shush. Shush, little girl. Shut up.
Support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun. I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge. My sons hunt. Guess what?
Did he say 20 gauge?
You're not allowed to own
anyone. I don't know what he said.
I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
Oh, really?
When you were in Beto, no. When you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did
it's
not say that.
It's a viral video.
Well, it's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you were said
he
that.
He fucking loses.
Oh, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR, your AR-14s.
Okay, AR-14.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Obviously, the guys, he's a fool.
Have you ever seen Trump scream at a constituent? At a citizen like that?
No.
The media, yes. But have you ever seen him argue?
And you know, if he did do it and there was a camera around, it would be all over the news, right? Yeah. So you know it didn't happen. You know it's never happened because it would have been all over the news. Trump on a rampage, yelling at people. It's like, but Biden does it 5 times a week and it's like, whatever.
I think, you know, I was with Connor earlier this week and he was freaking out because the federal government's coming in and taking away our guns. And they're doing this and they're doing that. And so I immediately started doing research. And as you guys are talking about it, I'm continuing to do research to see, you know, okay, it's Sunday now. So what else is it that is being claimed? I think that we've got a lot of hysteria going on out there and we're not reading everything that's really happening. I mean, the federal government might be trying. They haven't passed anything. They're not successful right now at what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
It's been on the ballot for since 2012. 2012, this thing has been going on with the Senate and the Congress, where they've been battling back and forth and back and forth over trying to make stricter laws. In the meantime, you have states like Arizona, Florida, there's another one, South Dakota, Massachusetts, West Virginia, Alabama, like go in and read what the states are doing, because the states in Florida, Arizona specifically, and I think South Dakota is another one. Mm-hmm. They're giving gun owners more rights.
Right.
They're expanding your rights within the state. And yes, they're going to keep battling in Congress and the Senate to try and make this. But again, so, Kavanaugh came out. Barrett came out.
Look, I'm going to make a point. I know what you're saying. So you're saying we're freaking out, but a lot of good things are happening. Okay, cool. But let's go back to Roe v. Wade, when a lot of states were, you know, the abortion case was on the table, and a lot of conservative states were doing things to prevent people from being able to do that. And then you had a court case that reached the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court said, folks, no matter what the states passed, this is now national law. So I get what you're saying, Heidi, but there's cases that are making their ways to the Supreme Court that are very, we need to be aware of them, and we need to speak out against them, because no matter what the states do, unless the states declare that we want to, secede from the rest of the country, those laws get nullified if the Supreme Court passes a similar law that contradicts it. And that's the case that I presented to you earlier.
And that's my point. Right. But that's my point, too, is if you see the Supreme Court justices are coming out and speaking out in defense of the Second Amendment and what the Constitution is saying, they are coming out and speaking to it this week, as recently as the past 48 hours, 72 hours.
So
the Supreme Court justices are coming out to say, we're not messing with this constitution. We're not.
Well, but you have to remember, just because you say it doesn't mean, until you see that law. And again, what Biden is doing, if he can't win it through votes in the Senate to make it a federal law, he's already said, I will start signing executive orders. Right. And unfortunately, he's doing the same thing. You know, I don't want to change the subject, but the other major one is voting. If he can't get H.R. 1 passed and take the rights out of the states, because all the states are doing the same thing with voting and guns, they're giving the citizens more leeway with guns and with voting. They're making it, they're tightening the rule of like, hey, this absentee ballot, no voter ID bullshit, it's all got to stop. We need voter ID. So now, and they're trying to make it right to have a free and fair election. And now Biden is, and them are coming out. So you have them looking to pass H.R. 1 and S.1 so that the federal government now mandates your election laws, not the states.
Right.
So you're having this big battle of what the whole point of this government was set up for, federal and state. But the federal is now trying to take all the power away from the states.
Right.
This is where we get dangerous, because you better hope to God that those Supreme Court justices, you know what I'm saying, follow the rule of law, not what you believe in, the rule of law. And this is we're this close, in my opinion. We're this close from a major blow up
to powder keg. So Hunter Biden. I'm bringing this up because the hypocrisy of the ruling class. This is what happens in every society, folks. Hunter Biden is involved in some strange gun case. I don't know if you guys heard about this. So apparently the Secret Service intervened in a Hunter Biden incident where Hunter Biden, they end up finding out that he lied on his background check. And he was involved with his brother's wife, who he ended up messing around with after his brother dies, and him get involved in some case where she takes his gun and throws it in some garbage. Now they have to go search for this gun that's in the garbage. Was it involved in some type of crime? This is crazy. Now, this is the son of the president, folks, who is getting this special. I'm going to read some of this here. Secret Service intervened.
Secret Service intervened.
Yeah. Another scandal involving President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, broke on Thursday morning when a new report outlined allegations that Secret Service intervened in a firearm-related incident a few years ago. This is a few years ago. This is when he was president, because you got to remember, he gets Secret Service because he was a vice president. So he's had this during all this time. So again, the ruling class gets exceptions to certain things. Biden should have never had a gun. But because he gets preferential treatment, because he's the son of a former or now a president, he gets a pass. But see, in my opinion, that's a perfect example of how, you know, they don't follow their own rules, because Biden wants to create all these laws that he wants to curtail people's ability to get guns. Yet they're excluded from this type of scrutiny. And in my opinion, Hunter Biden should be arrested. His house should be searched with no warrant, no search warrant. This is what they advocate, you know? So, okay, you advocate for that. Start with your own house, Biden. Clean up your own house. Biden should be laughed out of office. But again, thank God we have Republicans out there who still have a backbone. And I want to play, I mean, we're going to close out this session on this. And I think I showed it to you guys before, but Madison Cawthorn from North Carolina, a guy who's on a wheelchair, he's very young. He gave an impassionate speech, and I think his response to the left's crazy notion that they can come and infringe on our Second Amendment right, I think this is one of the best answers ever given. So let me show you.
Americans have a right to obtain firearms. Let me be clear to everyone in this chamber. You will not take this right away from us. I know it's easy to be sucked into the DC bubble, but outside of here, in real America, when we say come and take it, we damn well mean it. The left is not here today to debate this bill, nor are they here to legislate in the best interest of the American people. They are here to shove it down our throats. My colleagues and I on the right have been called here to defend one of our most sacred rights. Because you, Mr. Speaker, think that the Constitution is just another piece of paper to tear down the middle of and toss aside. I speak for millions of Americans. I specifically speak for 700,000 plus Americans in my district. When I say that if you think this bastardization of the Constitution will be met with silence, then you know nothing of the America I know. You want my guns. I know it. We all know it. Well, Mr. Speaker, you could come and take them.
I love it. I love that. Come and take them.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel that way. Please, please come take our guns. Go ahead.
I don't have bullets in mine, so you can come take them.
Oh, dear Lord.
Don't let the criminals.
I'll be waving.
He'll throw it at you.
I'll pistol with your ass.
Jesus. Okay. All right. So let's talk about.
Yeah, did you see the turkey walk by in the middle of that speech? Did you see the turkey walk by?
Oh, that's terrible, Tim.
The turkey. Who's the turkey?
I mean, yeah. Go back in that video. Hey, did you see the turkey?
I saw it.
Go back and watch that video. Watch the turkey walk by.
Stop.
Pull the video back up real quick.
Who is it?
The video back up.
Don't.
Just pull the video up and you'll see the turkey.
Don't.
I know it's easy to be sucked into the DC bubble.
It was very white with a black hat.
Real America. When we say come and take it,
that's what you got out of this. You're hopeless, bro. Big old legs.
Yeah. I watched the turkey walk by. I was like, I want to go hunting.
All right. Okay. So let's talk about Biden's snooze fest. And we covered this in our stereo podcast, but let's cover it for this show. So I think it's become evident that he's not qualified to be president. And I think it's pretty clear that he didn't inspire 80 million votes. And I'm going to highlight a few of the things that happened. So that, you know, were revealed. And again, this guy is not prepared to be president. He had notes, which is fine, right? But the questions, if you saw it, I don't know, did you get to see it, Jeremy, at all?
No.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So I'm going to play a clip of it, but just to summarize it for those who didn't get to see it, the questions were scripted, dude. He had a binder that had pictures of each of the reporters with their names, and then the ones he was going to call on were circled. So, like this was coordinated.
Okay.
Even the follow-up questions seemed very scripted. It looked rehearsed. You know, even his impassioned moments, you know, where he's like, it looked fake. And then you had the media who was, I don't know if we go back just a few months when the media would ask Trump questions, you know, they're all over each other, screaming all over each other just to get a question. And this time around, they were all quiet and sitting there and very polite. And Mr. Biden, Biden tries
to. Do you think that's because they all realize that only certain people are going to get asked questions and the rest are just falling in line?
Maybe. And I think a lot of it is also they obviously respect Biden more. Obviously, they think he's doing a better job because they're all leftists. And that's what, you know, they like the guy. That's why they're going to do everything that they can to prop him up. And at what point he tries to tell a joke, right? That he's 120 years ago when I got to the Senate, it falls flat. Everybody's just like, wait, what? It's like, I think it was the only honest thing that
point, at this point, is he delusional or is he trying to make a joke? You have to kind of guess.
So he put like a weird smirk on and it went nowhere. It went nowhere. Yeah. He's like 120 years ago when I made it. And he had like that, like,
yes, because we're all confused. Does like, he actually like, think he's been there for 120 years or is he making a joke? We don't know.
So, you know, like when in Curb Your Enthusiasm, when Larry David would make a joke and he had that like look like. Yeah, that like weird smart. Like Biden tried doing like the Larry David look, and it just failed miserably.
Yeah. Okay,
no. So here's one of the highlights where he loses his train, and obviously this was meme heaven. So he loses his train of thought, and let me play this for you guys.
Doc, they didn't take it down yet.
90% of the time, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh wait, that was that wasn't it. Sorry guys.
That's perfect.
90% of the time. All right, no, it's this one right here.
I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway. We're going to get a lot done. And if we have to, if there's complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about.
What is he talking about?
So what's interesting is that sounded like when my dad had COVID and he was really fucked up. Like he was telling me he was seeing his grandma, you know, seeing his mother. And couldn't keep his train of thought. That's what that, like, the guy's sick. Like, that proves that the guy's fucking sick. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was telling Tim because we had a little talk that night. And why are you laughing? What happened?
Because of Tim's face.
Oh, what is he doing? What is he doing?
I had to poop.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She just shit out my bathroom.
Oh, God. Close the door.
The burrito shit.
Why? I would just like this. I would like the listeners to chime in and send us a note and tell us, is it really that bad when a woman has to go poop? Like, why can men not just handle
women
that?
Women don't poop. Women don't poop. That's, don't ruin.
That's, see,
don't
ruin, I just see the
smells like roses.
Jesus. It better not be splatter all over there.
I like Jeremy's face.
It's on the walls. It's on the mirror.
The burrito shit.
It's on the ceiling. The paint splattered everywhere.
The paint is peeling off the walls. It smells so bad.
I mean, my nose hairs are falling out already.
So along that topic, when Saul came out and stayed with us for, I don't know what, a couple of days, about a year ago, we had to redo the whole bathroom that he was using. Oh,
no wonder why there's mold in it.
It's a brand new bathroom for Saul when he comes back.
Okay, wait.
Anyway.
I'll be out there in July. All right. So, you know, I was telling Tim, you know, after we watched this, and I honestly, the feeling that you get is I'm looking at this guy. Is we're screwed. We're, you know, because look, not only is he losing his train of thought, he's not all in there. Biden made three promises while he was campaigning. All right. I don't know if you guys remember this, but we talked about it. So the three of them were, he wanted more transparency, he wanted more unity, and he was all about the worker. And in that speech, in that speech,
first day he cut 50,000 jobs.
He revealed exactly in that speech. He revealed how he failed miserably, and I'm gonna focus on the transparency one. But first of all, unity. Right? I was telling Tim he hasn't met with any prominent Republicans, the Republican leadership. He's met with rhinos, but not none of the Republican leadership to see what they can get done. No, but he was all about unity. And also, he was all about the worker. But as Tim said, first day on the job, executive orders, boom, 50,000 unemployed pipeline workers, and they still haven't found a job. So, and now I'm going to focus on this last one, which is transparency. Biden right now, he was pressed in this interview, in this press conference, about whether or not he was going to allow reporters to go and see the border cages. And you know what his response was? He's like, yeah. And so she says, when? I don't know. And then they came out. No, listen.
I'm not, 6-7 years from now. That's fine.
No, listen to this. Listen to this.
But then they came out saying, oh, well, you know what? There's a term. Let me find it. Because him and his press secretary use a term. And what was it? Oh God, I'm forgetting what the term was.
We'll circle back to it.
Aspirational migrant facilities. That's what they called them. Aspirational migrant facilities. And we're going to get into that. But meaning, so he, okay. what he was saying basically was, we're not going to
lipstick on a pig.
Have the media. Yeah. We're not going to have the media there until we have facilities that are appropriate for them for the people to see. He's like, what? So again, transparency, he failed at it. He didn't ask Fox News, OAN, Newsmax. None of those news agencies got to ask any questions. And Biden, I don't know if you guys knew this, but OAN was reporting this. Biden tried to have OAN removed from the White House grounds.
Yeah.
He wanted them removed. Yeah. And Secret Service basically ended up saying no, because they're a legitimate news organization. They can be here. All news organizations have representation here. And the Secret Service had to intervene. There, which it's weird to me that the Secret Service would be like, yeah, no, Mr. President, this is a legitimate news organization.
So did he give a reason for it, or he just said, well, I want him out?
When I say Biden, he does it through proxy. He does it through his freaking staff.
Well, sure. Right.
OK. Yeah. And yeah. they even were cutting OAN's internet connection. This is the third time their internet connection gets cut by these white House staff people. Anyway, yeah. So Fox News. Yeah.
Wow.
Fox News challenged the press secretary, and she tried to play a little sleight of hand, and she gets called on it. And I'm leading this to the whole border crisis, but I'm going to play this for you because she's disingenuous here. Listen to this.
The president has an event where he's given a list of reporters to call on. Fox is the only member of the 5 network TV pool that has never been on the list in front of the president.
And here comes a sleight of hand.
That is an official administration policy.
We're here having a conversation, aren't we?
Yes. But
and do I take questions from you every time you come to the briefing room?
Yes, but I'm
has the president taken questions from you since you came in, since you he came into office?
Unfortunately,
yes or no?
Only when I have shouted after he goes through his whole list. And the president has been very generous with his time with Fox. I'm just curious about this list that he has given.
So,
the only member of the 5 network pool never on it, dating back to when he resumed in person.
So I'm playing this for you because, again, what a nasty little bitch. So she's disingenuous because she knows damn well that Fox News is not on this whatever list that they're given. And so she's like, well, does the president ask you questions? Do you bitch answer that? What is this list that you guys make that the president doesn't, you know, Fox News has to. You know, shout over everybody. They don't get called. And so, you know why they do this is because so that way Fox News can see, oh, why are they screaming at the president? Oh, Fox News is so unprofessional. That's why they do this shit. And we need to call it out. And I like that he challenges her. He's like, no, you're not answering the question. Okay. This is the question. What's the list? Exactly. So this leads into the whole, again, this is Biden's promise that he was going to have transparency. Okay. This is
so,
stuff that he's
real
doing.
Quick, yeah. So real quick, what happened today when we talk about Fox News, because this is a perfect also segue into where you're going.
Yep.
The guy that I can't stand the most, one of the guys on Fox I can't stand the most, Christopher Cuck Wallace, right?
Yes.
Had press secretary on today and he's asking her and, you know, he pressed her on it. And you know what he said? And I got to give him credit. He goes, this administration is less transparent than the Trump administration with all this, especially with this. He's like, Trump never stopped people from going into the border and going into these facilities. He's like, you guys. And she's like, well, Chris, we had a feed in there last week that we gave to Fox. And he's like, that was a government feed. Yeah. When are you going to let the reporters in there?
Right.
I mean, I had to give it to Chris Wallace because you know what? You can only go with the flow for so long until you go, wait a minute, guys. I'm going to call you out on your bullshit. Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. I got to give it to him.
For
he called
time.
Around on the bullshit. He called them out on the bullshit. So in the transparency,
Chris Wallace is one of those guys that he's an ignorant fool. He thought that Biden was going to be better because he honestly believed it, but he's an idiot. So again, let's go. So Biden gets a question on whether or not he's encouraging immigration by allowing kids to stay. And, you know, he goes through this whole fake compassion thing saying how, you know, oh, how desperate must parents be that and how grave is the situation in these countries that these parents have to send their kids thousands of miles on a journey, you know? And so he paints this, you know, fake compassion. And he lied. He played down the crisis, right? He said, folks, there's really not a crisis. And then so he gets pressed. Well, why can't we see these facilities, right?
Because there's a crisis there. We can't have you looking at that.
So then let me show you this video, okay, of that interaction. Because I'm letting his words
very
reveal
much,
this.
Mr. President, given the conditions that were just laid out at the migrant facilities at the U.S. border, will you commit to allowing journalists to have access to the facilities that are overcrowded moving forward?
I will commit when my plan very shortly is underway to let you have access to not just them, but to other facilities as well.
What?
Be able to have access to the facilities. We've obviously been allowed to be inside one, but we haven't seen the facilities in which children are packed together to really give the American people a chance to see that. Will you commit to transparency on this issue?
I will commit to transparency. And as soon as I am in a position to be able to implement what we're doing right now.
I like how she presses him again, because he's not answering the question.
I haven't gone down. I have all my... Yeah. My chief folks have gone down is I don't want to become the issue. I don't want to be, you know, bringing all the Secret Service and everybody with me to get in the way. So this is being set up and you'll have full access to everything once we get this thing moving.
Okay. And just to be clear, how soon will that be, Mr. President?
I don't know. To be clear.
There it is. There it is. Okay. So again, you know, well, I got to implement my plan before I show you guys what there is to see. Now, again, this is they're planning something to show the press how great it is. Now, let me before I start showing you making correlation on how we've seen this in history, folks. Here's Jen Psaki, the press secretary, where she later said that they would only get the media is only going to get access to aspirational migrant facilities. Again, I'm going to play this so you can hear it from their mouths. I'm not making this shit up. God damn it. Fucking link.
Work. Whoa, language.
It's because I've been having issues with this. Okay, there we go. Okay, here she is.
The access being granted today for the pool is of a facility that is aspirational of where you want to move these children. Mm-hmm. What about access to the facilities where there is overcrowding and there is an actual problem? Why was this one chosen over those?
We're also open to providing access there, and this is just the first step in a process of providing greater access to the media.
When would that decision be made? You've said earlier in this week that you would be working on access. Is this the only access, or will that be coming?
I would consider it. It's ongoing, and we wanted to provide pool coverage, as you all know, who are in the television field of television that allows for a video camera to provide access to all the networks.
Again, how many times have we seen reporters? You can a freaking cell phone. You have a cell phone, record this shit. You don't need, you know, but that's what that's their excuse. Now, I hate to make this correlation, but we have to make it, folks, because a certain figure in history did the exact same thing when they were asking him, we're hearing rumors about concentration camps, folks. And then he's like, well, I'm open because I'm transparent. This is what the same goddamn thing he said. And we know who this figure is, Hitler, you know, he rings the journalists and says, hey, come and see what's happening at these camps. And, you know, similar to today's weak journalists, you know, begging Biden, when are you going to let us, please let us go see? No, a real journalist would demand and say, we're going to be there at the door and we need to be let in. So what did the Nazis do? They built pristine camps called Theres. I was researching this, but Theresienstadt. How do you pronounce that, Jeremy? Theresienstadt.
I don't know.
Theresienstadt in Czechoslovakia, where they let the Red Cross and journalists go in and inspect. Right. And they, you know, but they were fooled because they showed them fake campuses of people living in great conditions with schools, you know, for children and recreational areas for families. And so, again, folks, remember, Biden is trying to fool you and the media is a willing lapdog. They are complicit in the demise of our country, dude. But the media is like, you think that they would have said that to Trump? Oh, yeah. Well, when are you going to let us in, Trump? They would have demanded. They would say, we're going to be at that door and you better let us in. You know, but Yeah.
Oh, no, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, so there are now videos coming out on these facilities because, you know, and you guys have probably seen some of this. And I think I showed you guys some of these last week. But I think last week were pictures, but there's now videos. And I want to show you guys, I don't know, have you seen the videos, Jeremy?
The concentration camps? The migrant, facilities. Joyful World migrant facilities.
Look at this, bro.
No,
look
I haven't.
At this.
Yeah.
What happened to COVID?
Look at this.
One out of seven of those people have COVID. Yeah. So pretty soon it'll be seven out of those seven people.
This is disgusting.
Sardines, bro. Sardines. Now, and again, where is the news media? Where is the news media? I remember how they were foaming at the mouth with Trump. Like, how dare you? Oh, this is inhumane. For Biden? Oh, but, you know, nothing to see here, folks.
Whenever you get around to it, just let us in.
Yeah, they're sticking up for this. They go... Man, they go, this is better conditions than when they were being in Trump's cages.
Yeah.
And then they were like, well, and where they're coming from is so much, this is so much better than the conditions what they left. Wow. People are actually sticking up for this. And I'm going, holy fuck. They thought MAGA was a cult. This shit is disgusting because that could be your child that they put in that bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have a friend of mine who has a family member who is a border agent. And she was telling me that, you know, that they're overwhelmed, that they have never seen this. And again, this is, I'm not making this shit up, folks. This is what they're saying. This is, they've never seen it like this. Yeah.
I'm confused, right? So I realize that we have buildings on the border that are designed for someone to come into, declare that they're being, you know, persecuted or whatever, and they're seeking asylum in our country. Why are we allowing so many of those people to enter those buildings at one time? Shouldn't we just stop the door and say, look, one person at a time, everybody stay in Mexico side of the border.
Trump did that.
What?
Trump did that.
Well, right. So I don't understand why they would ever change that. The facility is designed to handle 20 people an hour or a day or whatever, that's fine. You let 20 people in, they get processed. The next day, you do the next 20. Why are they all of a sudden flooding in and we're storing all these people in cages when they should just stay where they're coming from?
Because Biden has a policy where they're not rejecting people. They're going to process those people. Yeah. And that's why this is building up. And
I am not saying reject these people. Just process them through the system.
Right.
At the speed at which the system's capable of processing.
Look at his donors.
This is
donors
ridiculous.
That are behind this, the big donors that love open borders, and we're not going to say the guy's name because it's conspiracy, but this is the guy that's supporting this, that's funding this, he's been doing this in every country. Look at Europe. This is no different with taking all the refugees from the Middle East and throwing them all over Europe. Open borders. We got to protect them. And now they're all trying to send them back because they're destroying the fucking shit.
Yeah.
So this is no different. They're trying to do it all over the place. That's it. They're trying to ruin all these countries.
One thing that I am loving from the Republican Party right now is that, you know, Cruz did. He goes to the border. He led a delegation of Republicans to go and shed light, because the Democrats are quiet about this. They're like, oh shit, what happened? You know? So he went out there and he's doing like undercover type news, man, like Vice stuff. You guys ever watch Vice? He's doing that kind of shit. So here he is, you know, let me show you this video. Actually,
18 Republican senators went down to the border. Yeah,
let me show you the first this video, because here he is in that same facility and he's trying to record this. And of course, you know, Biden's people,
operatives,
exactly, are trying to silence him and not have him, stopping him from being able to record, basically. Watch this.
Please give dignity to the people. Please give dignity to the people.
So you work for the commissioner, your senior advisor. You were hired 2 weeks ago, and you're instructed to ask us to not have any pictures taken here.
Please respect the people,
because
the
political
rules.
Leadership at DHS does not want the American people to know it.
Please respect the rules,
you keep
sir.
Standing in front of the pictures,
please,
so you don't want
the
pictures
rules.
Taken. The rules are arbitrary,
please,
and they're designed
the
to keep
the
American people in the
dignity
dark.
Dignity and respect. That's all we ask.
Well,
dignity
no,
and
not.
Respect.
You're asking, is this
please,
dignity and respect? Look at
please
exactly.
Give dignity
there's a
and
pandemic.
Respect to the people.
Let me ask you. There's a
I
pandemic.
I respectfully ask you, sir.
There is a
I like how she says, please give the people dignity and respect while they have them living like swines.
What? Yeah, they need to push.
In
they need to physically push your ass yeah. aside.
In the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Dignity. Wait, let's just take that right there. Wait, hold on. Let's just frame that, okay? We can't go to the bar because pandemic and, you know, we're going to kill grandma.
Plan, yeah.
But kids can come over, but we can't do nothing. So we're going to throw them all in the same room in the middle of a pandemic. They're exempt because they're kids, right? Because they say kids don't get COVID and spread it, right? You know what I'm saying? So which is it? Where's the science in this? Where's the science? If the people that believe in science, that only when it's just for them, you know, if you have a dick, you're not really a fucking man. You know what I mean? The science people are now saying it's science not to go to the bar because that's selfish. But this, they're escaping. So it's bigger than COVID, just like everything. You know what I mean? They it's mm-hmm. like they moved the fucking goalpost.
Yeah.
And this is the shit I can't stand.
All leftist ideas mm-hmm. are bigger than COVID. They'll make exceptions for themselves. But yeah. So yeah. now Cruz does something else, which, again, in my opinion, is genius. Republicans need to start fighting this shit more and more. And here he is, Vice style reporting on the traffickers. Look at this.
Human traffickers right on the other side of the river, waving flashlights, yelling and taunting Americans, taunting the Border Patrol.
See the shoreline right over there?
Yeah, that's Mexican. You can see there's three smugglers right there. Standing on the Mexican side, looking at us. They've been shining their flashlights at us. They're yelling at us.
They're getting paid $4,000 or $5,000
yeah, look at this.
Person to smuggle them into this country. And our policies, when they smuggle them in, the Biden administration releases them. And more and more and more. Last month, 100,000 people came across the border illegally. We've got 15,000 kids in federal government custody. This is a humanitarian crisis. It's a public health crisis. The illegal immigrants who are being released, they're testing positive for COVID-19 at a 7 times higher rate than the American population. And it's a national security crisis. And it's human trafficking.
Yeah, exactly. He highlights all the points, you know. Like, leftist, you, like Tim says, you know, is COVID an issue or not? And if so, why are you bringing people in and releasing them? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was waiting for you to finish, because that's exactly, you know, the point, right? Like, this is crazy. Like, you're trying to stop the spread, but if they're testing at a rate higher, you're never going to get rid of the spread because they're just going to keep infecting people, you know? And what I find even more disturbing about this is that this motherfucker's down there doing this shit. The Democrat fucking senators and representatives don't do shit because they act like it doesn't happen. But then the fucking wonderful citizens of a fucking United States of America. You know what their comments are to this? Oh, you spent more time in Mexico than you have in fucking America this year. You know? And yeah. And they're like, oh, go back. You didn't inspect the wind turbines. Like, motherfucker, you can't just walk in. You can't just walk into a private business. I'm from the government. I'm here to inspect. You know what I mean? You can't do that. I can go down the border because it's open.
Right.
You know what I mean? And what's the senator going to do? He's going to take a fucking blowtorch and de-ice the fucking... No. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck was he going to do with the energy crisis, you know, with the storm? Hold on. Let me stop the storm from coming to Texas, everybody. Get the fuck out of here. People are fucking stupid.
Yeah. Whatever meets their agenda. Right?
It's getting... It's disturbing.
Along those lines of COVID, the former presidents, three former presidents, decide to do a commercial. Have you seen this? Let me show you this commercial.
Makes me not want to get the vaccine.
Exactly. Hold on. Shit. There we go.
Fucking dumb and dumber.
Dumbest. Dumb, dumber, dumbest. All right, here we go.
Vaccines are available to millions of Americans.
And soon, they will be available to everyone.
The science is clear. These vaccines will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
They could save your life.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
That's the first step to ending the pandemic and moving our country forward. It's up to you.
It's up to you. I like how Trump is not part of this. Fuck those cocksuckers. Look, this whole it's up to you. You know, that Obama said at the end, that's a lie. It's up to you, or else you can't travel and, you know, we'll make your life miserable, but it's up to you, you know, your body, your choice. Fuck out of here. These guys are liars. So, you know, reporter asked Cruz, you know, to wear a mask recently. Because again, you know, Cruz is coming out against all this bullshit. And a reporter confronts him. He's like, well, can you wear a mask? He's got a backbone, man. He's
savage. Listen, watch this. Bro.
Again, I'm just the potpourri of Ted Cruz because he's been killing it lately. All right, watch this.
Yeah, when I'm talking to the TV camera, I'm not going to wear a mask. And all of us have been immunized. So
it'd make us feel better.
You're welcome to step away if you like. the whole point of a vaccine. Yeah.
So basically, the reporter is trying to bully Ted Cruz into putting a mask on. He's like, no, I'm not going to. You don't get to bully me. Go away.
Would you hear what he says? It's like, it'll make us feel better.
I don't care.
To me, that
my rights aren't dependent upon your feelings.
No, Cruz answered it right. Oh, yeah. You want to feel? That's fine. You can step back. Yeah. I'm following the CDC guidelines. I got my immunizations and I don't need to have a mask on now that I've.
Yeah.
Follow the CDC guidelines. If that's what you're really that concerned about, then go get your shot. And there you go. There you have it.
What's the goalpost on this? Wait, you have a vaccine, but you still have to wear a fucking mask. Oh, you have a vaccine.
Two masks.
Now you got to wear three fucking masks. You have a vaccine. Now you got to get an anal swab up your ass. Now you have a vaccine. Now you can only sit in this designated area in the arena to watch a game.
And you have to supply a card that shows that you have this vaccine upon request.
Yeah. Bro. Like we're gonna get into that at some point, but me.
So you know, going back to this video that I saw, because the guy says it'll make us feel better. I think that statement summarizes the left's modus operandi. This is how they work. All right, it's all about feelings. Liberal fragility. We need to start using this more often. Liberal fragility. They're fragile. This is why they want us. You know, to get rid of the right to carry guns in public because, that gun's scary. I don't want to look at it. This is how they work. And so they're going to outlaw anything that scares them. Years, decades of this, you know, safe space bullshit is going to be the end of our country. Now, Tim, I think you alluded to this and we'll talk about it. So, you know, New York rolls out a vaccine passport program. It's coming. They are laying the groundwork for this bullshit. And I know you said you might go to New York.
I booked my ticket already.
Oh, shit.
And I the whole time I didn't want to go. And it's like they kept moving the goalposts. It's like, after April 1st, you don't have to quarantine and take a test because you're an American and all this, because they were trying to do that. Fucking suck my dick. Now it's, here's the passport rollout. Now you can't go to New York without a vaccine. And I told my fucking mother this. I said, this is why I don't want to go to your fucking stupid ass fucking state, because this cocksucker is fucking destroying it with this bullshit. I live in a place where I don't have to wear a fucking mask. I can fucking walk wherever I want. I can fucking swing my dick around, fucking take a gun and shoot it into the fucking air.
So you know those last two are not true.
That's not true.
But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
You have some freedoms here.
You get the analogy, right? Obviously, we're supposed to, yeah. So, but you go there, fuck, man. They tell you when you got to fucking eat dinner now. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That guy ruined this shit. And you know what they go? Well, he's a good guy. We're handling this stuff. Yeah, when you got to go to fucking three different places to get a fucking vaccine because they're fucking so smart over there. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dude, I don't give a shit about vaccines. But you know what? Look at how many Florida has done and Arizona and Texas. Look at all the places that have handled this, right? And they go look at fucking New York. My mom had to go to fucking one place and then a month later has to go completely somewhere else to get a fucking shot. Like, what fucking logic is that shit?
Wait, your mom already had COVID. Why does she need a vaccine for it?
Because they're fucking they're doctors, you know, and they're afraid of the fucking, they're afraid of
they
dying.
They say that your antibodies only last for so long after getting it and then...
But this nonsense.
There's different variants, Jeremy. That's why.
Yeah. But this is just insanity that these people willingly, and they're posting their fucking vaccine card online going, I got my card.
Oh, God.
Like, bro, like this is how it starts. Like, history is literally repeating itself in front of everybody, but it's not based on anything. It's based on health. So now the health is, all the people that have it, you go here, whoever doesn't. So who goes first in this? I want to know who goes first. The people that don't have vaccines, because there's going to be more people without the vaccine than with the vaccine. Who goes first in this scenario? Or is it the plan, take away the guns, then strip your right to vote, right? And then
they won't strip your right to vote. They'll just null it out by cheating and altering the numbers to whatever they want.
What if they say, well, unless you have a vaccine, you can't vote? The goalpost keeps fucking moving because a year ago, when everybody said, and we talked to the girl from California on the show when we interviewed her, she's like, my biggest fear is they're going to try to vaccinate everybody and force it, right? And then everybody else is like, oh, the vaccine, oh, that'll never happen here. That's tyranny. Well, guess what? Another conspiracy theory just came true today. And every news organization is running with it. Get ready to travel this summer with your vaccine card because it's coming. Like, they're telling you what the plan is.
I think you said it right.
And we go, okay.
I think you said it right, Tim, when you said, you know, right now, the focus is health. Everything is health. You could have the shittiest fucking character, but if you're wearing a mask, that's all we care about. And this leads me to the video that you sent us. Was it yesterday? If you haven't seen it, it's a very disturbing video, but I think it's necessary, and it is a great example of the decay of our society and how we've been brainwashed to place health over everything. Okay, because what you're about to see, I don't know, have you seen this video, Jeremy, of this the girls who's trying to steal the guy's car? Did you watch this video?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah,
so
it's very disturbing.
Let's talk about that because that's mind blowing.
So I'm going to play this video, and I know we've all seen it, but and I'm going to make some.
So this is.
Yeah.
What? All right. Go ahead and show it. And then I want to ask some questions about it.
All right. So, let me play this. And for the listener, I'll try to narrate what's going on. So what you're seeing is I think he's Muslim. Has this car
Pakistani.
Okay, so he's an Uber driver, Uber Eats, and he had delivered something. And these girls, what they do is they attack him, they tase him, and they're trying to steal his car. So what you're seeing here is there are two girls, they're in the car, and he's trying to get in and trying to stop them from basically stealing the car. And that's what you're going to hear.
What's going on?
So the girls are basically, they're trying to get away, but the car, either he's stopping them or whatever. Yeah. They finally get it into gear, and they just murdered him right there.
Yeah, well, he's having an accident.
Yeah.
And now, watch this, because I'm going to... I'm going to make some observations here about this.
What I want to know is why the guy filming didn't help the guy.
Just watch.
Because he was busy filming.
Watch this thing, dude.
They stole the car. These girls.
So for the listener, you know, the car flips over. Girls are getting out of the car. The man is laying on the floor face down.
That's it.
Yeah. The National Guard was there, and they were more concerned getting the girls out of the car. The guy's laying there like a dead fish. The guy's dead.
Yeah, he's contorted. Dead. His body's all contorted.
He was killed when that...
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. Okay. Basically, these two girls, and from what I read originally, they're 13 and 15-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they tase this guy, try to steal his car. He tries to stop them from doing it. He's basically half in the driver's seat, half outside the car, trying to stop these girls. They're revving the engine, trying to get away. They finally get the car in gear. They pull off. They swing across the road and slam into a light pole. That light pole slams the door shut, and I would assume killing that man instantly.
Probably.
Because they basically crushed him in the door of his own car. Yeah. And they're still trying to get away. They try to make the turn. They can't make the turn. They roll the car over. That man's body goes flying up against the building, falls onto the ground, and these two girls are trying to get out of the car. And if you listen to the end of that show, the video, you hear the one girl going, "Oh, my phone is still in there. Cunt! You just fucking killed a man! You should be in fucking hell right now. Fuck
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremy makes a great point, because and we have to say this, because the news media, were it the other way around, they would have reported all this. And so the way I'm going to describe it is two black teenage girls, again, attempting to carjack and ultimately end up murdering the Muslim Uber driver. And as Tim said, the man lays there for at least 30 seconds, maybe even longer, because the video doesn't show it, but I counted. I'm like, at least 30 seconds, the man lays there, and no one checks on him. Not one goddamn person. But you know what you do see in this video, and this is why I pivoted to this, because what you see in this video is that everyone is wearing their masks, because of course they care about humanity. You have your mask on, which means you care about people's health, but yet a man lays on the ground fighting for his life while our humanity died with him.
Oh, he was dead.
And so I weep for our country. I think this is the face of evil. I share Jeremy's passion. This is evil. This is not about race. This is about a culture spiraling itself into chaos, and we are losing ourselves in this shit. And that's, I agree with Jeremy in the way he expressed himself, because it's true. We have to be angry about this. We have to call it for what it is. We cannot make excuses. And like you said, Tim, you know, Tim sends me people's comments on Twitter and how they're like, well, we shouldn't be recording this because, you know, this is not, we shouldn't be watching this. Oh, well, you didn't say this about what was, you know, all the other, you know, black victims that have died at the hands of murderous cops, quote unquote. We play that over and over again. Nobody wanted to silence that. Oh, but this time two black girls murder a Pakistani. Oh, we can't show that. We shouldn't be showing this. It's fake, dude.
And that's the part that gets me. Okay. Because the media fuels everything. Okay.
Yep.
If the roles were reversed, right?
Yeah.
If that was two white teenagers and did that to a black Uber driver, CNN, the headlines, white Nazis, you know what I mean? And it would have enraged, it would have been something huge. Like this, you know what I mean? They were all look at, you know, and the coverage of this would have been 24/7, and they would have showed the car, the guy getting hit in the light pole, like, forward and reverse, forward, you know, to get that anger in people.
Mm-hmm.
This, again, this isn't about race. This is about fucking crime going out of control in these liberal cities. Again, this was Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. with National Guard there, fences up, supposed to stop crime, but these liberal cities are out of control. And What happens in liberal cities? What can't you do in a liberal city, Jeremy?
Can't own a gun.
There you can't go.
Vote correctly.
No. But right there, the one thing that empowers people for protection.
Yeah.
From anybody, mm-hmm. I don't care what color anybody can own a fucking gun. You know what I mean? Anybody can. You know, gun is not a fucking color thing. It's not a race thing. Anybody can own a fucking gun. It's your constitutional fucking right. Anybody
yes,
can.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? But when you take that away, and now criminals always have weapons. They tase them. I don't got a taser, you know? Yeah. So
they used a car. What are we going to do? Let's take all of the cars.
But this is insane because CNN's headline was two teenagers carjacked and caused an accident. The guy died. That was CNN's headline. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to flip it. Look at every reversal, right? White national Nazi, white supremacist kid fucking shoots up everybody and is a racist. Exactly. Stop Asian hate. Like right there, those headlines is what drives me nuts because asshole commits crime is an asshole, not white, but asshole, criminal, crazy person, not color. We make it about these headlines, make it about color when it fits their narrative. And when people don't see that, you are so far fucking gone that you are being played by the fucking media. When the media can trigger you based on words and they spin it a certain way, you're seeing the narrative happen right in front of you and you're okay with it. You have to stand up and go, wait a minute, why are you calling out race for the Atlanta shooting and that he was targeting Asians and it was a hate crime when you didn't have any information about that? You know what I'm saying? Mm. But then this, two teenage girls. Like, no, if you're gonna play the game, You better play it on both, or don't play it at all. You know what I mean? Do your job. In a normal time, that would have been a normal headline. Two teenage girls carjack a guy. But we're not living in those times because they've already said any time that one commits a crime against another, it's automatically a hate crime. So is that a hate crime against Asians? Because Middle East, you know, Pakistani, that's in that Asian area. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying what we've been told. That headline in the normal time would have been right. But because they've turned around and they need to put it in big, bold letters when a white guy does it, that it's white, you know, I mean, it's big, bold, fucking white just to pop it out on the paper. Mm. It's not right. It's not right because it's misinformation.
To your point, Tim, if we were supposed to, when we reported, we give characteristics and attributes of the person, the perpetrator and the victims, that headline should have read two black girls who are wearing face masks, COVID survivors or COVID freaks, murder a Pakistani, right? This is what they do, right? Because now, why would you want to shed bad light on people who follow the mask? Because apparently these people feel that they can wear a mask and act like animals. And that's what we're encouraging. And, you know, this is why I say our society is moving towards a health over everything. We focus more on health, on people's health than we do on somebody's character. It's like Dennis Prager used to say this all the time. You know, before you would see people, you know, smoking at a ball game but never curse. And now you see people cursing and never smoking. It's like it's been reversed. The whole a character and public display, all that is out the window. Why? Because now, we care about is if you're healthy, and that's okay. Wow. All right.
And people aren't really that healthy.
Exactly.
And people aren't really healthy. Let's be real. Right. People are. When the big thing is Krispy Kreme is giving you free donuts for a year for getting a vaccine. Basically, hey, get the vaccine, but keep your ass fat, motherfucker.
Mm. Yeah.
What they should have been doing is telling people, hey. During this pandemic, we'll, you know what? We'll give you a discount on fucking workout equipment or something like that. You have no excuse not to work out. You know what I mean? If you don't want to work out, that's fine. But they should have been saying, be healthy.
Stop fat shaming. Stop fat shaming, Tim. Stop fat shaming. Anyways.
That's not fat shaming.
All right.
Unhealthy. You know how you know Trump is probably the best people's president?
Mm-hmm.
I saw Heidi looking at some stuff on Twitter just before. Did you see this whole weekend? Trump, literally, at Mar-a-Lago, he's getting more and more like he sees his people. Like he was rolling through like a wedding or something like that. And the guy was DJing. He looks at the DJ. He's like, great music. He's like, is that your music? And the guy's like, yeah. He's like, what's up, dude? You know? And then last night, he's walking through, like having dinner with Melania and all his people. And people all in there cheering. Dude, he stopped and shaked every single person's hand, took pictures. You know, the old ladies are blowing kisses to him and Melania. And they're all literally happy. That's the people's president. A tyrant doesn't do that. A dictator, he avoids people.
He's
you know behind, what I'm saying? You don't shake people's
hands. He's behind
hand.
Barbed wire, dude. Biden.
Yeah.
He's behind walls.
That's why. That's a happy note. Like, Trump is still Trump.
Yeah, he's making moves, man. And I'm waiting for his social media. You know, that's going to be huge. All right. So,
you know, they're talking about putting him back on social media,
did
right?
You,
because they need him. Yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Heidi.
Did you see that L.A. County now is giving out checks to families that make $59,000 a year or less as long as they're Black?
I thought that was
Oakland, L.A.
Reparations.
L.A. is, Northern California.
Well, I know L.A. was talking about doing it, too, to follow suit with them.
It is what it is. I'm glad I live in Arizona.
Back to that. I heard that it passed, like, there's only one Democrat who voted against it, and that Democrat's like, so one of the stipulations that they were giving that money to is you had to use it to either purchase a house or renovate your current house.
No, there's no stipulations on it. They get $500 a month.
Okay. Maybe this was a different state then, but there was one where they were talking about giving out reparations, and it was to Black people if they could prove that, you know, XYZ, but it had to be used to either buy a house or to renovate your current house. And there was one Democrat who voted against it saying, don't tell Black people how to spend their money.
Maybe that was it. But I had heard there was no, I had heard that there was no rules around it. But
been a different state.
Yeah. So it was like if a family, they were doing a comparison, there was a family that was making $29,000 a year and needed the assistance from the state, and they went to go get it. And they were said, no, because we're giving the $500. It was $500 a month to this family, and there's a place on there. You have to identify your race. And if you are not Black, you are not going to get your state assistance.
We live in it. You know what? Let California do what they want to do. Whatever.
Well, it's not whatever. It's something people need to be aware of because it's moving across.
I know.
To the east.
There's extreme ideological differences in this country, and they're becoming more and more defined within areas, and it's going to reach a point where it's no longer acceptable.
The politicians, before we end it on a happy note, the politicians want division, chaos, everything, because you know what that does? They have to have more control, because they're going to say, hey, to get this under control, the federal government needs to step in to fix the problem.
When you take over.
But the federal government and the people, the politicians, are the one fueling the problem. And we're too dumb because Americans, we're fucking pawns. Citizens in every country and every government are fucking pawns of the government. They can go like this and they can manipulate you to feel and want to do certain things like that. And you see it every day. Even this show, we get angry, right? If they want you to be angry and feel a certain way, they just got to show certain videos over and over again, and then boom, done. News articles, they can show the same thing over and over again. And that's why you see a lot of the news agencies, they all harp on the same things, because they got to hit every on the local, at the cable, you know, networks. They all have to be in sync so that they can get you. This is it, man. This is the way they control it. And the only way to beat it, you have to turn the shit off, go outside, live life, see your people, see people for what, you know, people, and just be normal and don't get sucked in. If we turn it all off and don't get sucked in, honestly, things would be a lot better, man.
The problem is, if you turn it all off, it still happens. You just are living,
you're not aware of it,
ignorantly, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like, that's not an answer. No. It needs to stop, and we need to figure out how to stop it.
Right.
That's how it stops.
I think what happened is, you know, yes, it's got to be a balance. You have to live your life, but at the same time, you have to be aware of where society is going. You know, And I think we're here because for a long time, a lot of conservatives were like, well, you know what? It'll all work out in the end. And, you know, I'm going to go vote. And
yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, your country's we're losing it. And so I think it's got to be a balance. All right. We're going to leave it there. So like we do on every episode, we leave it on a happy note. So this first one, I'm going to call it Wait For It.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Oh my! Oh my God!
Oh my God! Yeah.
She farted. She shit in her mouth. She shit in
her mouth. Oh my God!
Play that one again. Play that one again. Play again.
Mom.
All right, there you go. This is a new trend,
what
by the way.
What are they trying?
It's a new trend. Everybody's doing it.
It's a trend. Yeah.
Everyone's doing everybody's this little maneuver. Yeah.
She farted.
I would have dropped that bitch. I would have just thrown her to the ground.
What? She's cracking
this, this is why China's gonna take us over, by the way. This is why China wins, because we spend more time farting in each other's mouths than
I like how no, you try,
this is be fun, be funny and be fun. This is funny.
Kiki's farting in his mouth. This is great. It gets better every time.
Oh dear.
No, you know why she's laughing? Because she's tried doing that to Jeremy. And
she's
going
to do that to Jeremy.
No.
I was unaware of this.
We were unaware of the trend. Yeah.
Who does that?
TikTok has all these trends lately.
You know why I'm laughing? You know why I'm laughing is because Bella and Jeremy were on the couch, what, a couple weeks ago? We're watching TV. We do a family TV regularly. And it's me. Bella squeezes in between us and Jeremy. Bella passes silent gas.
Oh, that's the worst.
And it gets into Jeremy. Oh. So Jeremy lifts and farts on Bella. So Bella lifts and farts on Jeremy. And daddy and daughter are farting back and forth.
It's a party contest.
So meanwhile, I'm sorry, meanwhile, but I find gas face. Hilarious.
No,
I find farts hilarious. Okay. Oh my God.
I just say let it out.
Oh, I think it's so funny.
Everybody knows I ain't shy about it. Nelson didn't tell you about that. Jesus. Sitting there driving across the country.
So to let the viewer listeners know, at one point, Saul and Tim go on road trips and they invited me on one and I thought about it for a minute. I'm like, no, I can't be in the car with you for that long.
It's too much. We're actually pretty cool. You know what I mean? We're cool people, so that's your loss.
Yeah, I know. But I, yeah, no.
Okay.
If somebody falls asleep with his machine,
my CPAP. All right, here we go.
Anyway, next one.
This one. What?
We're not going to be able to afford the next Call of Duty Battle Pass.
Why?
I'm pregnant.
How the fuck did that happen?
We had sex.
What?
We're not going to be able to afford the next Call of Duty Battle Pass.
Why?
I'm pregnant.
I like his reaction.
How the fuck did that happen?
We had sex.
What?
He's like, what? When was this?
But you know,
I didn't know about it.
But here's the... You know what's really disturbing about that video?
Whoa. If we're going to break down the whole video.
No. The fact that you would have sex with somebody wearing a Batman mask.
While he's wearing a headset.
He's in character.
Something about tits on the front of it.
I know. I was hoping I could see them. Yeah,
I wonder why she's pregnant. She had to fuck somebody else.
Damn. All right.
God.
We're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on the social media platforms. I don't know where we're on, but hopefully soon we're going to be on the Trump app. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya.
Bye, FBI.
Goodbye, CIA. Goodbye, FBI.